Well, through a little bit of confusing and scheduling conflict, you know what happened yesterday. We're supposed to have David on. It actually was our fault, and we apologize to you listeners and apologize to David. But we rounded him up today, and he's here with bells on, and we're excited. He's a 6'6 with a 6th-generation Texan. He brags about that. And he's also the vice president of Open Carry Texas. OpenCarryTexas.org is the website. All things guns, gun rights. David Ahmed, very glad to have you on. Welcome. Welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Let's. Why don't you just introduce yourself a little bit? Tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved with Open Carry Texas, and what is Open Carry Texas?
Open Carry Texas is the largest gun rights organization in the state of Texas, grassroots gun rights organization in the state of Texas. The way I got involved with it, I've always been one of these guys that has, I was raised to believe that you better keep your eye on the government or else the government's going to get out of control. Now, that doesn't mean hate the government, but just keep an eye on it. That's what a good citizen does. And I was looking at YouTube videos one day, and I was searching for, I think it was corruption. Anyway, I came across a video of a man and his son walking down the road out in the country, and he had his rifle on him. And a police officer comes up and just got completely out of line with him, wound up arresting him, taking him to jail, putting him through the entire rigmarole that happens when you get arrested. And from the dash cam video, it was plainly obvious that the man had done absolutely nothing wrong, nothing at all. And it turns out that man was C.J. Grisham, the founder of Open Carry Texas. And anyway, I got a hold of him and joined, and over the years just sort of, I guess you would say, rose through the ranks. And C.J. asked me to become the vice president, and I accepted, and here we are.
What is it that you do as vice president of Open Carry Tech? What is it you guys are put? Obviously, guns have something to do with it, but what does your group do?
Well, originally, we were formed to bring open carry to Texas. What most people were not aware of, and I wasn't aware, was that at the time, there were 44 other states that allowed some form of open carry, and 6 states that did not, and Texas was one of those 6. And
odd.
Extremely odd. I mean, when you think about, well, when you ask yourself the question, which is the most pro-gun state in the union, almost everybody thinks it's Texas. Yet here we were, and we didn't have the right to openly carry our pistols. Since 1995, we'd had you could get a concealed carry license, but you couldn't open carry the pistol. And I took a look at this, and I said, well, wait a minute. You mean Michigan, you can open carry without a license? Yep. You mean in Louisiana, you can open carry even without a license? Yep. Lots of other states, you have to have a license, but you could still openly carry your pistol. So that was the initial push, was to bring open carry to Texas, and we got that. Now, we are pushing for other things, such as unlicensed open carry. Frankly, we want constitutional carry, which means if you are legally allowed to own the gun, then you're legally allowed to carry the gun. If you're a law-abiding citizen who can own it, then you can also carry it without having to get a permission slip from the government.
Well, that just makes way too much sense. If you can legally carry it, you can, or legally own it, you can legally carry it. That makes way too much sense. Why is that so hard for people to understand?
Well, for people to understand it, it's because the vast majority of people, I'd say probably 70% of the people in the world, are basically just scared of life. And they want somebody else to come in and make everything all right. And that somebody else is usually the government. For people in the government, the people that make the laws, it's not hard to understand. They get it. They know it. They just use this particular subject to garner political favor. They use it as a political football and a political punching bag to keep themselves in office.
Why is there a disconnect? You mentioned Texas. I mean, yeah, that is odd and shocking that Texas wasn't more pro-gun that way. Why do you think there was a disconnect between Texans, individual Texans, and Texas lawmakers?
I think the subject had just never come up. In order to figure this out, what you really have to do is you have to go back and you have to look at where gun control came from. And, you know, I do not like to talk about the subject of race because I think it divides us all the time, and I try to avoid it as much as possible. But sometimes the answer is actually race. And here's how it goes. If you look at the states that never really had strict gun control laws, oddly enough, it's states in the North. If you look at the states that had the most gun control laws, oddly enough, it's the states in the South. So I got to looking into this and tried to figure out where did it come from. And it basically came from the end of the Civil War. The states in the South wanted to try and keep guns out of the hands of black people who had just recently been freed. And so they came up with all kinds of political schemes to do that. And basically what they did was they said, okay, what does apply? What are some things that white folks do and black folks do not? Well, black folks had just been freed, so they didn't have any money. Okay, well, then we'll say you can't carry a gun unless you're carrying large sums of money because that's never going to apply to black people. They don't have any money. Or traveling. That was a big one here in Texas. The law literally said you could carry your pistol if you were traveling. Well, it didn't define what traveling meant. And anyway, it was all an effort to keep the people who had just been slaves and were now freed from having guns.
I've never heard
this. The official nickname for it. Oh, this is, well, go study it, buddy.
This is interesting. Yes.
The unofficial nickname. The unofficial nickname for the policy was No Guns for Negroes. That's what it was called. No Guns for Negroes. And if you look all across the old Confederacy, you're going to find all of these laws, and they're very similar. And the way they went, the way the laws were constructed was they would say, okay, it is illegal to carry a pistol at all, ever. And then they'd carve out a lot of exceptions. And those exceptions usually fit a certain type of people and did not fit the other type. So that's where it all started here in Texas. Now, you would have, over time, it just kind of got to be accepted that you didn't carry a pistol at all. From the time I was a little kid in the early 70s, you just simply did not carry a pistol unless you were a police officer. And then, of course, we had that horrible shooting at Luby's Cafeteria, back in the day, there around Fort Hood in Killeen. And that's what really started it all. And so in 1995, we finally get licensed concealed carry. And that went on for some time. And then we took a look at it and said, okay, why can't we openly carry? This is Texas. It gets hot. For 8 months out of the year, it's 80 degrees or more. If I want to tuck my shirt in and wear a belt, it's too hot to wear a jacket. Now I have no place to conceal my pistol. So I either have to walk around with my shirt untucked or maybe we ought to get open carry. And that's what we decided to fight for.
Now give me a little bit of your perspective on, obviously we hear Second Amendment thrown around. What is your group's perspective on the Second Amendment and kind of frame this debate because it's all over the place? What does gun rights, Second Amendment mean to you?
Well, it's not what it means to me, and it's not about what my perspective is or your perspective or Robert Francis O'Rourke's perspective. The bottom line is the Second Amendment is crystal clear. I know it, you know it, the gun haters know it. Everybody knows what the Second Amendment means. The problem is not that the gun haters don't know what it means. The problem is the gun haters just don't like what it means. They just don't like it, and they don't want to do what the Second Amendment requires them to do. And so they try and find excuses to wiggle out of having to respect the Second Amendment. But they know what it means. There is no such thing as a perspective on the Second Amendment. There is no such thing as a viewpoint of the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is crystal clear.
Now, I'm glad you said that.
If you'd like for me to here in a minute, I'll break it down and tell you what it means.
Yes, in a minute. Yes, let's get that to a second. But I want to tell you the story. Okay, a couple things. One, on this program, many times I've said that guns are as much about America or as American as apple pie and mom. That's how our country started over the gun debate. And now we got my, my nephew, my wife's nephew, so he's my nephew by marriage. Like him very much. He's 8 years old. He's in public school in a state. It's not in California, New York, you know, a very, you know, liberal gun control state. He's not in one of those states. And the school is telling him, the teachers are telling him, don't talk about guns. They're dangerous. And the other kids will talk about it. And you can't bring a gun to class. And guns are dangerous. Do not talk about guns. So where did we go from everything you're saying to now my 8-year-old nephew is being taught institutionally that guns are no good?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons that we get places in society. One of the biggest problems that guns have is the fact that in an urban setting, in the city, the need for a gun is not obvious all the time. In fact, the only time you're ever going to actually need your gun is if you have to defend yourself. Nobody in the city has to worry about being able to or having someone attack them at their home and help can't get to them. Like it can be out in the country. Nobody in the city has to shoot the coyote that's in their livestock or shoot the rattlesnake that's coming across their yard. So when you're in an urban setting, the obviousness of the need for a gun kind of goes away. And the only people that ever have the obviousness of a need for a gun kind of put in their face are the people that are victimized by criminals. Now, to them, go ask anybody that's been attacked, and it's crystal clear that there's just not a doubt in their mind why they need a gun, because they've actually seen it up close. But for everybody else, it just kind of goes away. So you have, back in the 40s, you have somebody that was born on a farm, and they grew up around guns, but then they moved to the city when they grew up, and in the 60s, they went to the suburbs, and they had, got married, had a wife and kids, and those kids grew up in that house in the suburbs with maybe a shotgun in the closet or a pistol, but the gun didn't come out all the time. And so they grow up, and in the 80s, they move to a different town, and now they don't even have a gun in their home. So when their kids are born, they grow up in a totally gun-free home, and now what are guns to that kid that grew up there? The guns are the unknown. They're something they've never been around, never been exposed to, don't know anything about. And what is the number one thing that people are afraid of? Things they don't know anything about.
Hmm. This is great, your description that you're saying. Let's get to the Second Amendment. Let's break this down, and I have a reason for this, because, anyway, we'll get to that. Go ahead. Break down the Second Amendment. Let's discuss it.
Well, it's really not, everybody acts like it's just so mysterious, and it's not.
I know. I know. It's like it's rocket science or something. I mean, can you read? I mean, geez.
Right, but there's a reason that they do it, and it's because they just don't like what it says, and they don't want to respect what it says. So, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. Okay, let me translate that into modern-day English. A well-regulated militia is necessary for the security of a free state. Because of this fact, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It does not mean, well, we've got a militia, and it needs to be well regulated, and so that means that we can take guns away from some people. That's not what it means. Period.
Or the National Guard. Or the militia is the National Guard, or the militia is the army and not the people.
The militia is essential. Okay, well, first off, you have to have concrete, unchanging definitions to things, or else you don't have anything. It's very simple. You, when it comes to rights, either the rights mean something and that something stays the same, or you don't have rights at all. That's just the way it is. So on the day that word, militia, was written, what did that word mean? Did it mean the National Guard or the Reserves? Well, that would be kind of hard since they didn't exist yet. So what was it? Well, it was very simple. It was a citizen-based volunteer military outfit made up of ordinary Americans who volunteered for service, and they brought their own guns from home. That's what it was. In plain English, it was the army of the people, and specifically not of the government. That's what it is. Whether federal likes it or not, that's what the militia is. It is. I hate to use the term the people's army because China screwed that all up. but that's essentially what it is. It is the army of the people and not the army of the government. Specifically, not of the government. That's what the militia is. No matter who likes it or not, no matter what any judge says. And by the way, I want to say something here. Any judge that rules in favor of gun control is not interpreting the Constitution. They're just ignoring it.
Ooh, boy, that's a good way.
Well, it's the truth. It's the truth. They are ignoring. They are ignoring what the Constitution actually says.
They're simply
substituting what they just wish the Constitution said.
Let me ask you a couple, or let me back you up what you said. George Mason, he's recognized as pretty much the author of the Second Amendment, the one who wrote the actual Second Amendment that was voted on. Here's a quote by him. I asked, sir, what is the militia? It is the whole people. To disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. So this idea that, well, let's interpret it, or let's say this is National Guard, or let's say it's this, and that's what they meant, that's what our founders meant, to say that is not only ridiculous, it's almost scandalous. It's ignorant and scandalous.
Well, I'll
tell
you what it is. It's dangerous.
Ooh,
it's dangerous as hell.
All right, why is it dangerous? Well, go ahead, David. Why is it dangerous?
Well, because it allows somebody who wants to be a dictator to have an opportunity to actually pull it off. At the end of the day, what is the last resort of a person in any disagreement or conflict or anything like that? What is the last resort?
Life or death.
What it comes down to is fighting.
Yeah, life or death.
Now, a lot of people don't want to hear that. I really don't know why.
Well, I think you want to know why? Because our children go to school, they can't even play dodgeball anymore. They can't get hit with a red rubber ball, much less fight about something. But anyway,
make no mistake about it. You're right. The wussification of America is a real thing. When I was a kid, we had this place called The Hill. That's where everybody went to settle disputes. And that's the and I didn't. And by the way, I grew up just outside of the Houston city limits. It wasn't inside Houston, but it was 5 minutes away. So I didn't grow up in Mayberry out in the country. This was going on, and it still goes on sometimes. But the bottom line is, physical confrontation with a little bit of honor mixed into it was not an evil thing when I was a kid. It seems to be an evil thing now. Now we're into this thing where, you know, if two drops of rain fall out of the sky, the games are canceled and everybody gets a trophy and, you know, peace, love, and joy. And that's all fine and dandy until the big bad wolf comes and knocks at your door. Then you had better be able to do a little fighting. And that is, well, whether people like it or not, when someone's trying to take away your freedom and all else has failed, you can fight. That's the last resort. Fighting. That's how this country got founded. We didn't love the British into submission. We beat them into submission. Mm. We didn't ask them politely to go away. We shot at them until they ran away. That's how this whole thing, you know, everybody talks about how this is the greatest country on earth and God bless America with liberty and justice for all. Well, how did you get all of that? Out of the barrel of a gun, and whether you like it or not. So just, you know, it might be a good idea to maybe accept the facts, but gun haters have never been very good at that.
We got about 2 minutes before the break. We're going to get into a variety of subjects, including places like Walmart, Dick's Sporting Goods, these retail
outlets. That's more political correctness, more wussification of America.
Yes, we're going to get into that. I want to ask you about Beto, of course, some of these mass shootings, any response? And the police seem to have this adversarial, these red flag laws, what have you. It's like a gun is like a bomb or something. Oh my God, that's, you know, Johnny has a nuclear bomb in his garage. No, he has a, he has a 22 rifle. Are you kidding me? I mean, what? It's crazy. Why did we get to that? We got about a minute and we'll talk about all those things on the other side, but the, one of the most important events to frame this gun debate discussion to me is an event that never occurred. It is after Pearl Harbor, or coinciding with Pearl Harbor, Japan was planning an invasion of the west coast of the United States. We That's saw right. what happened in Europe, and Yamamoto, who had went to school in America, said, no, we can't do it. We have to retract. That can't be part of this Pearl Harbor invasion, because there will be a gun behind every blade of grass and we'll never succeed.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. He said that. He absolutely said that. Yamamoto had spent years over here, and he knew something about the American people, excuse me, and he knew that there would be a gun behind every blade of grass.
Why is that so hard, or, I mean, is it this not being, it seems like we're, this, these concepts and this, what you're talking about is liberty, is rights, is law, is the Declaration of Independence, is history,
well,
is our inheritance. Why is this so engineered out of us?
Well, there's something you got to remember, Daniel.
Right.
For freedom is dangerous, and that makes it scary. Now that's the truth. And there's a huge chunk of the population. All right, I had a friend of mine ask me the other day, is freedom and liberty really a thing? And my answer to him was, well, yes, it is a thing for those who can handle it. For the ones that can't handle it, it just scares the hell out of them. Those are the people that want daddy government to come in and make everything all right. That's and unfortunately, that's about 60 or 70% of the population.
Wow.
They are scared enough of life that they don't want to take responsibility for fighting for their own safety. They want to be able to dial 911 and someone come do it for them.
Well, there you go. There's the music. David Ahmed from opencarrytexas.org, opencarrytexas.org. You're listening to the Power Hour. We'll be right back on the other side. A lot of things to talk about. This is America, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. David Ahmed. Don't go.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Catherine just texted me, and she says, make sure to give our address on air. People are wanting to send donations. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, the Power Hour, the Power Hour Foundation, P.O. Box 519, care of P.O. Box 519, Marshfield, Missouri, M.O. 65706, 65706, P.O. Box 519, Marshfield, Missouri, 65706. Of course, you can call, also call the Power Mall and get that address too. 877-817-9829. And we have, a little bit of those heaters left. You know, last year we sold a lot more of those. So if we have the same demand, we're going to sell out really quick. So if you want one, you need, you know, most of our audience is listening on replay, not live. But if you're live and you hear this and you really want one, I'm not telling you what to do, but I wouldn't hesitate, because once that shortwave audience gets it, they understand. They've seen this for a long time. They know what this product is. So the heater, the ductless furnace from Dale Mitchell, straight from the Ozarks, is on sale at the Power Mall. We have about 9 or 10 of them left, and they're $6.99, and they are fantastic, and they are value. They are value. And another thing about the air purifier, we had a question. People were talking about ozone, that if you have ozone in your house, it becomes toxic because of nitrogen, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That is correct. You are correct, sir, and correct, ma'am. I know there were a couple people commented. You are very correct. The difference between Dale's and one of the things that makes it so unique and other systems that are out there, if you are going to create ozone or allotropic oxygen, really, which is the next level of ozone, allotropic oxygen is ozone, but it's more. It's O3 through O10. If you know, I'm not going to get into the science now, but that is amazing. His process, one of the things that makes it different and unique, and he came up with this, and this is old-fashioned American ingenuity, is it's a cold fusion process. Or I don't know if fusion's the right word, but it's a cold process. So it's the hot plasma processes that are used where the byproducts of air, when you're making ozone, and not allotropic oxygen, just ozone, one of them is a hazardous, harmful other gases. Not with this product. That is the big difference. That air purifier is fantastic in your home. Not only does it take dust and stuff out of the air, but it purifies the air. You want the, you know, colds in the air, bacteria's in the air. God only knows what they're spraying from the airplanes in the air. That allotropic oxygen is going to attach to bacteria and other things, and it kills it. But it does not have the side effects of the hot plasma machines that are out there. Now, there are other machines on there, because I've went and looked, that do use this cold type process or something very similar where it doesn't create the negative gas as a side effect. They're like $1,300. They're expensive. And you can't call the inventor and say, hey, I need a new bulb or I need a new balance. Hey, can you walk me through to fix this? Can I make this last for 20 years? Do you think that's true with that? No. They cost money, way more money. So when people talk about, oh, this, the air purifier, $600 or $700 or whatever it is, and say, wow, that's a lot of money. No, it's not, for the value and what it is. So I'm glad you got that question. That's a very important question. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Also make people aware we are, every day, KCXL, we're live at least 1 hour, 1 and 2 hours other days. And on Spokane, Washington, Coeur d'Alene area on KTRW, it's hello, shout out to you. Glad to be with you. And don't forget your toothbrush, your toothpaste. Uncle Kevin's laughing at me. Don't forget your teeth.
That's right.
The Vitamir products, Robert Tech. I'm gonna see him in just a little bit. Robert.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Buy from the good guys over at the Power Mall. Everybody, can you please just buy some toothpaste or buy a mouthwash?
Everybody needs it.
Or donate. You like this show? This show stays on. It's not magic. It's not, the PBS doesn't give us money. We don't get money from taxpayers, or Planned Parenthood doesn't give us money. You give us money. That's it. That's only, really, I hope you understand that. And I know you do. And so many of you do. And we thank you. Also, Dr. Groups, all his great products, Global Healing Center, Oxy Powder, Detoxidine, Vegan Safe B12, Detox Foot Pads, Strauss Heart Drops, and all the Vitamir and the Maca. You lack a little energy. You need a little oomph. You're getting a little older. You want to help your muscle mass. Try that Maca. You get a little moody, especially even women, you know, going through the, I don't even know what to call it. I'm not trying to offend people, you know, with, menopause. They can hear you mouth that. Gosh.
I'm sorry.
Were you trying to be stealth there?
Yeah, I was. Discreet.
Hot flashes and what have you. The Maca can help even you out. It has adaptogenic properties. So all that and more at the Power Mall. Again, the address, the Power Hour, care of P.O. Box 519, Marshfield, Missouri, 65706 for donations. We greatly appreciate you. We say you're welcome for all that we do here. We hear your gratitude, and we're all in this together. So thank you so much. Purchases, many more things. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Literally 9 or 10 heaters. My wife really is going to get another one of those. We're going to get another one. That's how great these things are. So you have about 9 left, because we're going to get one for Christmas. And, there's 9 left. First come, first serve. I wouldn't wait on it if you want one. It's not a selling technique. It's just the facts. I just want to put that out there. So. Thank you so much for your support. We're talking to David Ahmed from opencarrytexas.org, and we've had a pretty lively discussion here, and so many points, and what a representative, and what a understanding. It's a concept. It's an idea. It's a part of who you are, this right to bear arms from, you know, thousands of years, slaves or disarmed, and men of stature, men of sovereignty, men of dominion had guns. And the greatest political idea we've ever seen, I mean, at least in 2,000 or 3,000 years, at least, is the Declaration of Independence. Our rights come from our Creator, and we're endowed life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If all those things are true and property, then you have the dominion and the right and the ability to protect it, including your life, including your nation. And so here we are talking to David Ahmed. David, why don't you bring us up to speed with a little confrontation you had with some of the gun control mothers who were screaming at you about how evil guns are, and how you approach that.
Well, first off, you have to understand that most of these women in Moms Demand Action. There's no easy way to say it, so I'm not going to try.
Just say it, David.
They are spoiled, pampered women from upper middle class or higher income families, and the stores they go to don't get robbed. And the intersections that they stop at, there are no carjackers. And so they live in this world where they usually really don't have to defend themselves physically. And so they don't have a perspective on the real world that the rest of us live in. So, at the Capitol, and this has happened more than once, at the Capitol here in Texas, when a pro-gun law would be up for debate, they show up in droves to tell everyone how bad that pro-gun law is. And of course, we show up to defend it. And so we're all standing around outside of the chamber where they're going to have the hearing on this proposed law. And of course, these women just start, and they don't usually yell, but they start preaching to me, and they're trying to convert me. They're trying to tell me, they're trying to explain to me why they believe it is that guns are so evil, and so on and so forth. And I'll just stand there and listen to them, and let them go on, and basically let them wear themselves out. And then when I sense a break coming in it, I'll ask, okay, is it my turn to talk? And they'll usually say, well, yeah, we've been talking a while. Yeah, go ahead and say something. And I'll say, someone's about to kill your child. Do you want a gun or not? And they get this shocked look on their face like you just threw some ice water on them, because basically you did. You threw the ice water of life, real life, right in their face. And when their brain kind of tries to wrap itself around the concept of, there's a bad guy, and he's about to do bad things to people you love. Do you want the proper equipment to handle that situation or not? I've had plenty of them, and to their credit, for being honest, plenty of them say, well, under those circumstances, yes, I would want a gun. And a few times I'd kind of grin and say, well, welcome to the pro-gun side.
That's great. That's a takeoff of a question I heard a few years ago. The gentleman said, if somebody's breaking into your house, what would you want? A cell phone or a gun? Which one? Cell phone or a gun? Well, yes. I'll take a gun every day. Why has that become so foreign to people? What do you think is we have people like Beto, we have politicians openly. This is so against our law. This is so against the fabric of America. We have Beto, of course, saying, yeah, I'm going to confiscate your guns. Basically, he's telling you, yes, I will take your AR-15.
Okay, first off, I want to say something right here to that.
Go.
No, Bobby Francis, you will not confiscate my gun. And as a last resort, you bet your ass I will take my gun, go out in the streets, and fight you, just like our founding fathers did. And I will do it openly, publicly, and proudly. And I'm not afraid to say it on the radio. Now, if I'm standing here saying this on the radio, how many millions of other Americans who won't quite say it on the radio but will actually get out there and do it do you think there are? I'll organize them, and I'll fight you, and I am proud to say that. I'm not scared to say that out in the open. I'm proud to say it. So there.
Wow. Well, there you go. Hey,
well,
I'm behind
I'm
you.
Just,
wait,
wait,
where's the party?
It.
Let's go.
I'm
well,
ready.
Somebody,
I'll join you.
Well, here's the thing, and this is what Bobby Francis fails to realize. When he starts talking about that crap, he's not just talking about taking away my guns. He's talking about taking away my son's guns when he grows up and has a family. He's 20 years old right now. In another 6, 7, 8 years, he's liable to have a wife and a child of his own. Look, you mess with me, and that's one thing. You mess with my kids or my grandkids, and that is something else entirely, and you're not going to like it. And that's what he's doing. I don't have any daughters, but one day I might have a granddaughter. Beto O'Rourke wants to put her at the absolute mercy of a rapist. Well, like hell, I'll fight you first, Bobby. And make no mistake, not only will I fight you, and I shouldn't say I, because I won't be out there alone. Not only will we fight you, we will defeat you. We will win. My advice would be to let that idea go.
Well, I love that you call him Bobby, because he's about as much Mexican as I am.
I'm not going to sit here and help some 6-foot-tall, buck-toothed, pasty white Irishman pretend that he's Mexican just so he can trick Hispanic people into voting for him. I'm not doing that.
Sorry, what are you? What are you apologizing for? I like some 6-foot, pasty white guy, buck-toothed white guy, Irish. That's great. I love it.
Well, that's what he is.
I know.
What he is.
Well, no.
A pasty white, buck-toothed Irishman trying to trick people into believing that he's Mexican.
Well, it's worse than that. It's like what you said earlier. it's dangerous. He's dangerous. His ideas are dangerous. These are dangerous ideas because
they
take away, because our freedom's on the line. Let me ask you a different, I got my uncle here. He does the news. You didn't hear, I don't think you did anyway, the news earlier today. I was telling the story about talking to a German man, grew up in Germany. I think he was born in the 40s or 30s. He was born when Hitler was alive, and he, moved to America in the 70s, and this was in New York. We're on the river, we're just chatting, and I just kind of get a temperature of people's ideas. And the same thing you said about these moms who demand action is the same thing I saw in him. He started going on about why do we need guns, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, you grew up in Germany, right? And you were an adult before you came here to America. Was there ever an idea in Germany that, hey, if we kept our guns, then Hitler would have never happened and those people would not have been killed? Was there ever that idea? And you could literally see him start like blinking like a, you know, like a robot, like he had a short circuit in himself, like, blah, 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 blah. It's like the exact same thing you're saying. You could literally see his paradigm being broken while we're talking. And then
happens quite a bit.
Now, my uncle's here. He's going to tell a quick story about his son-in-law. Just quickly tell that story.
Yeah, my son-in-law is about 42 years old, and he thought the way exactly what you were describing about the people who were talking away from the guns, you know, exactly. He said, what do you need a gun for? You know, because I've been shooting all my life. I invited him to go shooting with me for about a year. You know, he's got, we don't need guns. Guns are stupid. You know, we got the cops. What do we need guns for? And I said, come on, go shooting with me. He says, I'm not shooting. So finally I broke him down, and about a year later I took him to the range and we shot. And by the time at the end of the day, he said, man, this was fun. Man, this is one of the best times I've ever had in my life, and I'm going out and buying a gun.
I changed his
whole paradigm. And my dad told me it's better to die on your feet with a gun than on your knees as a slave.
That's exactly right. But here's the crux of the problem. Most people don't believe that.
That's right. He didn't.
Most people. I would say probably 60%, maybe more, of the entire human race is what amounts to, I hate to say coward, but that's really what it comes down to. There's an unbelievable percentage of people who are actually willing to trade their freedom for safety. If someone else will come in and promise, we'll take care of you, we'll keep you safe, nobody will hurt you, you just do what we tell you, that's acceptable to them.
I'm of the opinion
that's just the damn fact. Why do you think it is? Have you ever heard that the term 3%er came from the fact that during the Revolutionary War, no more than 3% of the population was out actually fighting the British?
Yes, well, we've heard that. Yeah.
Okay. 3%? Really? We have a war for our national life going on, and only 3% are out there trying to kick some butt. 3%? Why not 10%? Why not 20%? Well, it's because there's not a very large percentage of the population that's actually willing to go out there and fight.
Well, we can't even get them to you know, when things are right in their face, to make other choices. Not even, you don't even have to fight here. Just make another choice that's going to be good for your freedom for America. We've seen it. I mean, Power Hour listeners will do that. Our listeners will do that. They're empowered to do that. But the average American, it's like, I don't want to say lost, but oh my gosh, these guys. Because it's the movie The Matrix. In the movie The Matrix, Morpheus tells Neo, he explains to him, when they're in The Matrix, if they're not broken, they're actually your enemy. They're actually against you. And I'm worried. I see these children coming out of school. I see my nephew taught that guns are bad. I see all this indoctrination. And these children coming out who I want to love, I want to be, you know, get along with, I want to whatever, they're actually endangering me and my family. They're actually, on some level, if push comes to shove, they might be my enemy. And that really concerns me. Let me get your perspective on two things. The public school system, government schools, and the attitudes of the police. They almost seems like an invading army, that they want to be the only ones with the arms, and these red flag laws are kind of proving it now. Why do police have this attitude, and government schools?
Okay, so let's hit the schools first.
Okay.
The reason that schools are doing what they're doing is because most of the people in charge of the schools are liberal, and that's the agenda they want to push. So the only way to stop that is to say, and I hate doing this because I'm not a big government guy, but sometimes laws actually are useful. And we do need to have a law that says, okay, school teacher, and not really the teacher, but the administrators, in the classroom, you absolutely may teach our political process, how a republic, we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic, how a republic works. Yes, to teach that, of course, teach civics. But discussing whether the president is right or wrong, pushing a particular political agenda, pushing a particular viewpoint on a subject of the day, no, that is, school is not the place to teach people politics. It's to teach people about how politics works, but it is not the proper place to push people in a particular political direction.
All right, let me pause you. Let me pause you real quick. Are we too far down the road on this? Is it? It's almost like your same analogy with the 3%, because only 3% were willing to pick up gun and fight, and they fought and they won our independence. It's almost like the same thing with the schools. I don't see enough people in America that could ever push that law. It seems to me the 3, 4, 5, 10% that are out there that resonate with this message, that see the value in this, that see the future in this debate, they just need to pull their children out of school and have nothing to do with it. That's my feeling. What are your thoughts about that?
You can do that, or if you're a real American, which is what I call the real Americans. That's what we are. We're the real Americans. We're not the fake Americans. So there's a lot of people in this country who were born here, and they're United States citizens, but they're not really Americans. So if you're a real American like me, and you understand the truth, and you see the facts, your kid can go to public school. Just be sure and teach him what's true at home. That's what I did with my son. He went to a public school system that is just like every other public school system. And he's a real American like us because I taught him how to be. I also searched around for a football team that did not give everybody trophies just for showing up. You only got the trophy if you won, that kind of thing. So raise your kids in the real world, because the real world ain't going nowhere, no matter how soft the liberals try to make it.
Well, I'm going to agree. I'm going to agree to disagree on that point, because you know it's like my 8-year-old nephew. No matter what his parents tell him at home, his parents do not have as much influence on him as his school experience and all. They just don't. And when the teacher is telling these things, and whether you think it bothers them or not, it does. And school is a lot different today than it was even when your child was in school. It's completely different. And the things they're teaching and the transgenderism and blah, blah, blah. We'll just leave that. Let's get to the police now.
Probably,
red flag laws.
You're probably right about that. I was able to pull it off. I'll say it like that.
Yes, I got you. I understand.
But if you can't pull it off,
Think we can. See, that's my point. I don't think we can pull it off anymore. It's like, why are we? It's like, am I going to take my 16-year-old? Well, I don't want my 16-year-old to drink, so let me send him to the bar every day so he can learn the downside of drinking. This will make him never drink. Let me put that temptation in front of him. I mean, that's the same thing.
You may have a point there. You may have a point there.
Okay.
And to your point about us being too far gone to get a law like that passed, that's probably true.
See, police. We got 3 minutes. We got 3 minutes. Let's go off school. Police.
Okay. It's real simple. The cops view that as a safety issue. Now, I want to make something crystal clear.
All right.
My experience has been that 90% of the police leadership, from about sergeant on up, they're anti-gun. But 90% of the rank-and-file cops on the street, they are pro-gun, because they're tired of showing up to a scene, and the only dead people laying on the ground are the good guys. They love it when they show up, and the good guy's standing there breathing, and the bad guy is on the ground dead. So that has really been my experience. It's the leadership of the police departments that doesn't like guns, but the average cop on the street is mostly pro-gun. Now, you do come across some jackasses from time to time that just want to give you a hard time just because you have a gun, but that's usually either a sergeant or it's at the direction of a sergeant or up. That's been my experience.
All right. Where's it? We got a minute and a half about where is this debate going? What does our future look like? Because it seems like the tide is turning. Things like abortion, gun. I mean, America, that Americana is rising up. I see it. What do you see?
I think that the other side is going to push things to the point where we give them a choice of back off or get their ass kicked. That's what I think.
If you really
want to know what I think, I don't see a way to straighten this mess out without some kind of a conflict, whether it's a big, A lot of people are starting to say civil war. Let me make this clear. I do not want a civil war. I do not want that to happen. I'm not looking to pick a fight. But if you come to my house to take my guns, that's where it's going to start.
Well, I agree with, and I've said that for quite a while. There is an ideological conflict that's inevitable here. Now, how that manifests, I don't know. They will not stop unless they are stopped. That's the way this always works. History tells us that.
What they better realize is if they push too hard, they will be stopped forcibly if necessary.
Well, I think they're so arrogant and so cocksure, I don't think they think that way.
So was the bully until the kid stood up to him and kicked his ass.
I agree. We got a little bit of sensitive audience, David. All the words, those jackasses. Forgive David. David's pretty excited. That's okay, David. That's okay. I should have prefaced
it. It's very simple, and I apologize if I offended anybody, but the bottom line is that's the real world.
It takes a little fervor. It takes a little, a little something in your belly to see this and confront it. Anyway.
That's right.
OpenCarryTexas.org is the website. God bless you, David. It's a pleasure to have you on. I hope in the future you come on again. This is really fantastic. We get into some other aspects of this. But thank you so much. And last word is yours, my friend.
Well, I just want to say thank you for having me on. And I'm happy to come back anytime you want me. Just give me a call.
All right. Well, God bless. There he is, David Ahmed, OpenCarryTexas.org. OpenCarryTexas.org. We're the Power Hour. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for all that you do. This is your show. This is your broadcast. We are America. We're in the center of America, but America is the center of the world's fight for liberty and freedom. And you're part of it. And you are standing right now. And this is God's fight. And you're in it. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.